The European Parliament is to debate interference in the upcoming European elections after allegations that Russia paid MEPs to promote Russian propaganda. The claim that MEPs were paid by Russia was made by the Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. Here, the Dublin MEP Barry Andrews has highlighted connections between Russian spy Algirdas Paleckis and Irish MEPs Mick Wallace and Claire Daly, and also their connection to the Latvian MEP Tatjana Štanoka, who has been investigated by Latvian authorities on suspicion of working with Russian intelligence services. And we're joined now by both Barry Andrews here in studio and by Claire Daly, who's in Brussels. Thank you both very much for joining us. Barry Andrews, I'll start with you. You wrote an article in the journal.ie setting out your concerns about interference by Russia in the forthcoming European Parliament elections. What are your concerns?
Well, I was a member of the of a European Parliament committee that looked into this issue. We heard from 130 experts from around the world, which gave us vast evidence, a vast trove of evidence of Russian interference. We saw the Institute for Democracy recently reporting that 93% of elections that it studied had foreign interference. And this week, we see the Belgian and Czech foreign ministry saying that certain MEPs are on the Kremlin payroll. And the Irish Electoral Commission are saying that they are on high alert with the European local elections and the general election later this year. So my challenge to the Irish left, and specifically to the two MEPs of Independence for Change, is to stop underestimating the threat from Russia, which they did ahead of the full-scale invasion of Ukraine and continue to do in relation to Russian interference in our elections. But also, they need to be extra vigilant about the company they keep. The people you're referring to, Mr. Paleckis, is behind bars for collusion with Russian intelligence, and Ms. Štanoka, with whom they also engaged in certain activities, is herself the subject of a criminal investigation now for the same thing, for collusion. So all of us, especially elected representatives, have to be extra vigilant ahead of this very, very important electoral period for Ireland.
Claire Daly, do you believe that it would be in Russia's interests to buy influence in the European Parliament?
Well, if Russia aren't attempting to spread their influence in Europe, then they're the only country that isn't trying to do that. I think what the evidence shows is that they're probably uniquely bad at it. The committee that Barry refers to is one that I was actually on for 3 years uninterrupted. I've never seen Barry at any of the meetings, so I'm not really sure what his involvement was. But time and again, through hours of meetings, I've witnessed and listened to MEPs and ignore and dismiss evidence that where Russian interference exists, it has very negligible influence. So I think it's fair to say that interference is rampant throughout the European institutions. We've seen that in terms of Israel, in terms of the US. We see it in terms of corporate interference, where the industry in many instances, like defence, it's the defence industry that sets the EU security agenda. So interference comes in many facets. I find it absolutely bizarre. Actually, I can only call it an attempt to promote himself by smearing a political opponent that Barry Andrews would seek to make allegations of collusion with Russia against either myself or Mick Wallace. It is without any evidence whatsoever. And frankly, it's perfectly in line with the type of response that the authorities in the US and in Britain made to the election of Trump and to Brexit, that rather than look at their own responsibility for the crisis that exists across Europe and in their own countries from these parties who've been in power against the backdrop of enormous crisis, they seek to blame Russia. It's the go-to slur now. It's insidious in a democratic institution that you would bandy around such unsubstantiated claims.
Unsubstantiated claims, Barry Andrews. You're making this link between Claire Daly and a convicted Russian spy and an MEP who's under investigation for links with Russian security services. But what are you actually saying?
Well, what I'm saying is there's absolutely no comparison between Russian interference and anywhere else. We have seen what Russian democracy is recently, where it delivered an 87% of the vote to Putin and an early grave for Alexei Navalny. And anybody who stands up ends up in exile or subject to poisoning. We can see what European democracy looks like. People are canvassing in a very high functioning open democracy here in Ireland and across Europe, and to try to compare the two things as if they are analogous is absolutely wrong. I was on the first committee. There were two committees. I was on the first committee, Claire. Just to start with your other issue, I was on the first committee. It was all during COVID. I wasn't on the second committee because I joined the Women's Affairs Committee. So to get back to specifically my challenge to the left here in Ireland is that they have a very soft analysis of what Russia is doing. They have voted consistently against resolutions which have condemned, in the first instance, the military buildup on the border of Ukraine before the full-scale invasion. And subsequently, the Independence for Change MEPs were just 13 MEPs that voted against condemning the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So that's what the connection is. And that's why I think we need an explanation as to why these two MEPs consistently collaborate with individuals who are now subject to investigation by the Russian authorities, given the vast trove of evidence of Russian interference in our elections.
Claire Daly, what's your response then?
I think you should allow me some time to respond, Justin, because Barry Andrews knows full well that he is making a bad faith argument. He knows that he is lying, because I have furnished him repeatedly with the copious documentation of where time and again myself and Mick Wallace have repeatedly voted from day one to condemn the invasion of Ukraine by Russia as illegal. We condemn it absolutely from day one. Barry Andrews knows that this is the case.
What about the company that you keep?
He made the allegations. You didn't interrupt him. I don't keep any company. I'm coming to that now.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm coming to that now because I think you're right. It is very important. So we have condemned the Russian invasion of Ukraine. What Barry is doing is really what is like what the Israelis are doing. He's trying to smear people. The Israelis do it. They say that anybody who tries to contextualize October the 7th is an anti-Semite or a terrorist sympathizer. What Barry is trying to say is that anybody who has condemned the Russian invasion but tried to contextualize it in the context of NATO involvement and so on is a Putin supporter. There's not one word ever anywhere that I support Putin in any way. And so claims about what Russian society are like are irrelevant. I don't keep company with anybody, with Tatiana Zadonka or with anybody else. I have a long-standing interest in cases where people are accused or convicted of crimes against the state, because this is precisely where miscarriages of justice can occur. So from day one, I visited the Catalan prisoners. I had Republican prisoners. I want to focus on what you've done. I'm just trying to clarify.
I'm conscious there's a delay on the line, so I do want to ask you a question, Claire Daly.
Let me ask the question.
The Sunday Times said last year that you were given briefing material by the convicted Russian spy Algirdas Paleckis, outlining issues to raise when speaking about his case. Is that true?
Absolute nonsense. It is totally untrue. I am an incredibly active MEP. As I've said, I've taken up huge issues of cases where people have been imprisoned for being accused of crimes against the state. In one of those instances, Tatiana Zadonka was involved in that. This woman, incidentally, is not now being investigated by the European Parliament or anyone else. So
there is a criminal investigation in Latvia.
She has been told by... Sorry, Barry. But maybe you know her better than I do, but she has been told that the Latvian authorities are not pursuing that angle. President Metsola has investigated and had closed an investigation. So another MEP who has no case to answer in the Parliament has organised an event on one case. I organise multiple events with loads of different MEPs, and that therefore is proof that I am a Russian spy or a Russian sympathiser. When I have been an anti-war activist all of my political life, that I would go to the European Parliament and argue for peace when war returns to Europe, and that that is portrayed as being a Russian sympathiser, is frankly outrageous for somebody who claims to be a Democrat. Could we have a discussion about how the dreadful war in Ukraine
can I get back in on this, Justin?
Because to be honest, you're totally unserious.
Okay, outrageous claims you're making against Claire Daly. What's your response?
I believe that these two MEPs are in an ideological straitjacket. They have an anti-Western agenda. That's why they have never called out or supported the ICJ case against genocide in Donbass. It's why they have never supported the accusation of genocide against the Chinese regime in relation to the Uyghur minority in Xinjiang. And, you know, to say that all they're interested in peace is a complete misleading representation. In fact, they have a very strong anti-Western agenda. I admire a lot of what Claire has done in Gaza. I agree with an awful lot of what she's done in Gaza, but she doesn't apply the same forensic analysis to those other cases across the world. So it's not consistent, and it doesn't bear critical analysis.
This is utterly outrageous. I have argued for a ceasefire and a negotiated settlement in Gaza. I argue for a cessation of hostilities and a negotiated settlement in Ukraine. I was an anti-war activist when Barry was a member and a minister in a government that allowed the US transit through Shannon on its way to wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. I am aware now that his government is allowing US transit on the way to Israel. He is a political opponent of mine, and rather than engage in dialogue on the issues in a democratic state, he resorts to slurs, guilt by association.
This is an open debate, Claire, in a democracy. It's an open debate in a democracy.
And we have to bring the debate to...
It's slurs, Barry. It's slurs, innuendo, guilt by association, and it's pathetic from somebody who claims to be a Democrat. Frankly, I find it insidious, and it is gripping hold of Europe by those in power who are responsible for the chaos that exists in the lives of so many people. It's classic deflection tactics.
We must leave it there. Claire Daly and Barry Andrews, thank you both very much for joining us today.